London. The tour of London begins in the streets of my mind, through past and present intrinsically entwined. Through people and places its heart we will find, through fellow travellers and friends left behind. From West End theatres to the cafes and bars, round Oxford Circus on buses and cars, where rich and poor peruse bottles and jars on the old market squares beneath the neon stars. Intricate and beautiful, woven in rhyme, delicately melodic, pure and sublime, rhythmically beating perfectly in time, to the bells of Bow, how sweet you chime. On Speaker's Corner, free justice calls for the suffragettes chained to the walls. Sneers and ignorance from the Westminster halls to the whispering gallery in the dome of St. Paul's. Innocent naivety, children who stray, ragged and forlorn on cobblestones lane, begging for morsels to survive the day in the eastern arches where harmonics play. Dirty old things slapping the rocks where painted harlots swish their locks. Coax the sailors with perfumed frocks for half a crown on the London docks. The Mayfair gentry, their carriages refine, regalia Connecticut, to snobbery resign. Ridiculously wealthy yet socially blind, the wives and baggers out of sight and mind. Trade and commerce to the city its life, the house and the bustle and the ale houses rife. Westminster, Stephanie, husband to wife, make bread and honey of the trouble and strife. Parents and the palace, where the queen sits deep, changing of the guard, tourist tutor to see. Drooping of the collar with the old gentry, home and circumstance steeped in history. To the bloody tower, where the ravens fly, where heretics confessed and traitors died. The defeater's guard, the secrets denied, and the gallows tale of London's pride. Piccadilly to Trafalgar, the omnibus mayor over Westminster Bridge to Parliament Square, where commoners and lords will debate his fare, while the underground buses will spare. This is my ode to London, my poem, now penned, celebrates the diversities on which these words depend. A song for all seasons to your ears I'll lend, and my heart I bequeath to London.